Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
The button pushed, outswinger, top of the six, hit it all, Roman Berkey, diving save at the far post. I don't believe it.
That was better than the last save.
Unbelievable, Roman Berkey. Absorbing things like a SpongeBob mascot, watching a microplastics PowerPoint.
Well, that's good, but how about the voice crack for Joey Zanaboni? Boy, was he revved up yesterday about that save and more, and that was City in a scoreless draw with FC Dallas. And joining us to talk about that and more is the sporting director of St. Louis City SC. He joins us every Sunday at 11:15. Hello, Lutz Vandensteel. How are you doing?
Not bad, Tom. How are you?
Doing great. What did you think of yesterday?
Well, you know, it's obviously a bit frustrating if you can't score, especially if you create lots of chances. I mean, we had two XG's expected goals. We had 27 shots, and unfortunately couldn't finish. On the good side, we kept a clean sheet. We already had that takeout. Roman Berkey played a fantastic game, had four really good saves. But it's a home game, and of course you want to win the home games. But yesterday, you know, comparing it to the game last week, we created chances. It's now really, we have to also finish them to reward ourselves. We had a lot of possession, created the chances, especially in the last part of the game, hit the crossbar with Klaus Sammer and came on, had two good chances as well. So it was out there. But, you know, it's a good step forward, and, we have to work hard to get the next win.
Busy goalkeepers in that one. I've got you down for 24 shots, 7 shots on target, 9 corner kicks. That sound about right? And certainly keeping Pius busy, but he was really good, as was Berkey.
Yeah, both keepers were outstanding, you know. I mean, also the 2-3 saves pass made, especially the one from Klaus, which he clawed out of the top corner, was really good. So we kept him busy. We had lots of shots on target. Some easy saves. Roman had more difficult saves to make, to be honest. But definitely a game of two very good goalkeepers.
Yeah, Berkey with his 10th clean sheet with City over the past two seasons. What an incredible number that is. And you also have not lost at City Park this year. You've only lost there once in the last 10 matches. Those are remarkable numbers, but I know you want some of those three-pointers. You want to start getting some W's. It was an entertaining game, I would say, for a scoreless draw. I attended one against LAFC last year that I would say the same thing about. A little bit of different kind of a game, but those scoreless draws can be entertaining.
Yeah, I know. If you're used to baseball and ice hockey, of course, it's much higher scoring games where there is always something happening. But yeah, in soccer, I think a 0-0 can have some good quality and can have some good chances as well. Yeah, I think, you know, it's very early in the season, to be fair. I always give an example about Seattle, which are they starting every year. pretty slow, and in the end they're going to the finals or coming really far. So it's a long season with 34 games. We're not that far in yet. On the good side, we only lost one game, but as you said, you're getting 3 points for a win. It automatically pushes you forward. We're 3 points away from the third place, so it's very early to say. It's good, it's bad. Are we not playing well? Are we playing really well? That's something which the next week we're thinking in blocks. We think in blocks of five games. Now we are in the second part of that block, and we just have to really try it. I'm feeling a bit for Klaus because he worked hard yesterday. You know, I thought he played actually a good game offensively, defensively, made room, got into the right spaces to score. And then it was a save or it was the crossbar which just kept him out. So for him, it's really important to get that goal out of open play. And then we will see a Klaus again who will score more goals.
Ostrak, who can score, obviously did not because there were no goals in this game, but he is some player. I mean, I was watching video of the game last night. He was kind of all over the place, wasn't he?
Yeah, Thomas, you know, you also need to think a little bit about his current position and where he plays on the field. So when we brought him in, he was more a player who played more in the front third. Mm. Now he plays more as a central midfielder, 6-8, so a bit more also in the center next to Chris Durkin, which worked really well. I thought it was probably one of the best games he ever played so far for the club yesterday. Probably definitely his best game of the season. So there's a lot of good movement in with Thomas as well. You know, I mean, when we brought him over from Germany, he was a player with a very high ceiling. But this season so far, he does a great job. And yesterday, I think he was, for me, actually, he was personally my man of the match. Not taking away from Roman that he kept us in the game with three or four world-class saves.
No, I totally get that. And Durkin's a good player, man. I mean, he comes over and has been a big addition for you. What did you think of Durkin?
Well, he's a machine, like a true machine, you know, like an engine in the center. I mean, he works hard. He runs his socks off every single time, every single training session. He's just a very important piece to have in there, like a player who never gives up, a player who also comes in every single session, every single game with a very big mentality. And that helps us a lot to have a player in there which is good when it comes to strategy, it's good when it comes to winning balls, it's good when it comes to pick up second balls. So definitely for us a really important transfer.
Roman, I always like to see what he says because I really respect his leadership and what he says. He said, we definitely have to get back to being a team that's hard to beat in the last few weeks. We weren't that team today. We weren't a team. Roman can survey as well as anybody and see the field from his perspective. What do you gather from his comments there?
Yeah, you know, it's like everybody has a perspective after the game. I'm pretty sure that we're still a team which is very difficult to beat, but it's not just about not being unbeaten, it's about also winning games, you know, or as you said, a draw is, yeah, you don't lose, but on the other hand, it just gives you that 1 point and not the 3 points. And yeah, if you put it on a in mathematics, obviously, you know, it's you're playing three games draw, it's the same as you're winning one, so it's a big difference. And yeah, I mean, we know we have areas to improve, but it's also we have areas which we can build on. And I thought yesterday, despite the result, you know, don't get me wrong, Tom, I'm not happy with the result. I wanted to win that game against the Dallas team, which was so far always in trouble this season. But that we didn't accomplish. But when it comes to the way we played, the chances we created, I mean, you looked at the stats. You just mentioned the stats before. It was there for us to grab, and we just have to finish better.
Yeah, and if you get into those dangerous areas as many times as you did, you're going to be fine. I mean, that's exactly right, and you have to feel good about that. And then finally, that also revs up the crowd quite a bit. I mean, they love that stuff. What did you think of the crowd last night? And I'm sure you were well aware that some of those people probably came over from the Cardinals, maybe even did a little double dip of Battle Hawks and City. Downtown was nuts last night, just nuts. I mean, the fans were everywhere, Lutz.
Yeah, when I drove back after the game, it took me like half an hour more than it normally would take me. It was still so busy on the streets. Yeah, the crowd was fantastic as always. You know, a nil-nil draw against Dallas, and the team still walks their usual lap, with people are still waiting in the stadium and still, you know, like communicating to the players. So it was great as always.
Yeah, good time. So I appreciate this visit as always. Thank you for being with us. And another one coming, a Sunday game this time. You get Austin on Sunday. So good luck with that, and we'll catch up with you then.
Thank you, Tom.
Great to talk to Lutz Fantasteel, always. Sporting director, St. Louis City SC. What a fun product they have over there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's a visit with Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. He joins us live from Busch Stadium. They're going for the sweep today, taking on the Miami Marlins. Back after this, you're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning on the home of the Cardinals, KMOX, sponsored by Graybar.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.